The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's our third and final hour together on a Tuesday broadcast presented by our friends at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Kid Rock tickets for his second show on Sunday, August 15th. Some do remain. Get them before they're gone. It's been a sold-out summer. Outdoors with those concerts at Soaring Eagle. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com or the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant. Inside this hour, more conversation about the short and long-term future of the Big Ten when it comes to athletics and as a conference. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. They will join us. Also, the fun governor, Tim McCullough, will tell us about all the promotions, giveaways, and shows, indoors and outdoors. He'll check in from Mount Pleasant. Just crazy afternoon. NASCAR announced that at all, until further notice, everything that is indoors at a NASCAR race, media center, going to the bathroom, you have to wear a mask. The haulers, the suites, you have to wear a mask. They didn't provide any medical science or data with this. I'm shocked NASCAR is the first one to publicly go down that path. It follows what the Bill de Blasio, the New York City governor, did earlier, or not governor, could be. I mean, President Biden did call for Cuomo to resign now with everything going on. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit when it comes to politics in America, isn't it? De Blasio, New York City mayor, now will require vaccinations to get to anything indoors, dining, indoor shows, working out at a gym. You don't have a vaccination? Great. Are we living in... what is going on in this country? It's flat out crazy. And NASCAR being the first out the door on a masking requirement? Good luck with that. If you don't know your customers, you will go out of business. You're baseball didn't announce that. NFL didn't announce that. NASCAR announced that. Now, they are racing at Watkins Glen, which is in New York, so I don't know if there's any connection to that timing, right? Common sense. Give me the medical science and data, and I'll put the mask back on. I'll social distance. I'll do what I have to. But folks, this isn't about cases. If the death rate is not spiraling out of control, we can't shut down our cities, states, or country. End of story. And the politics of the pandemic continue. And NASCAR, first out of that is, I bet they change that before. I mean, they'll go back to racing on the beach. It's crazy. I laugh. But what about you don't have a vaccination in New York, and now you are wearing the scarlet letter V. That is in America. The pulse of the people, they don't agree with that. It's crazy. It really is. Superfly Hayes tells me that Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com is standing by. Want to get his early thoughts on Michigan football, the upcoming season. And he penned a story at TheWolverine.com, and we've discussed this over the summer. Jim Harbaugh can tell everybody by what they do on the field that Michigan just isn't a basketball school any longer. And Chris Ballas joins us on the Meyer guest line to talk Michigan football. How you doing, my man?
Hey, Billy. Doing great, buddy.
Yeah, I loved your column, and I know we talked about it last week or a couple weeks ago, and you know, it's not piling on Harbaugh. It's not putting pressure on Harbaugh, but the facts of what Beilein and Howard have done over the last decade nationally, championships, Final Fours, national championship games, Michigan has been a basketball school as of late.
Yeah, and it is kind of putting a little pressure on Harbaugh, to be honest with you, because football still pays the bills, right? 85,000 season ticket holders, and which is amazing to me. We had talked about this last week, but I had confirmed it with the Michigan ticket office and with Dave Abeloff and in media relations. I think Ohio State was down around 40-something thousand, not including student tickets. Michigan was up at 85,000 and still climbing. So there's still a demand there. There's no question about it. And that's what's used to fund a lot of the sports at Michigan. So basketball obviously has brought in a lot of money with the Final Four runs and everything else. But when you're getting 115,000 in that stadium, Bill, you know, you want to fill it. So, and you know what? It's one of those things where you've got a championship program now that's recruiting at an elite level with Juwan Howard. And you've got a football program that isn't, and they are struggling right now a little bit in recruiting, and there's still a lot of guys out there, but they're down to some plan B guys at a lot of different positions. So really a big year on the field for Michigan and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, they need to have a 9-3 season, which again, I don't see it coming with this team, but it could be 7-5, but show things are different, right?
I agree 100%, because last year was an embarrassment, frankly. If you talk to the Michigan guys who played before and everybody who wore the winged helmet, they would say the same thing. That's not Michigan football. And we talked to the contingent at Big Ten Media Day, and they all said the same thing. Josh Ross, linebacker, said this is not Michigan football. And his brother James played for Jim Harbaugh. And they all said the same thing. And, you know, you can't let that happen again. So, but the farther away, and we've said this so many times, Bill, the farther away you get from championship football, which was now 17 seasons ago, the harder and harder it is to get that culture back. And you can say it. You can do the signing of the stars stuff. You and I were both there when they had the initial signing of the stars for the recruits and some great football recruits and have all the fanfare. But it really comes down to winning on the field, and that's something that they just haven't done enough of. Now, to his credit, he did turn this thing around really quickly in the first couple of years, but he hasn't been able to sustain it. And now that's his goal, is to get back there and then take that next step into championship football. Right now, it doesn't seem like they're all that close.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Did I just hear you say that Michigan was struggling recruiting?
A little bit, yeah. They've lost some guys. Some of their plan A guys have gone elsewhere. They were supposed to get a linebacker from Texas, Jeremy Patton, who at the last second said basically he prayed on it and God told him to go to Baylor. So I'm wondering if God dropped off a bag of NIL money.
You can't change your mind and go against God. I'm sorry.
Exactly, right. So, but it's one of those things where there are so many programs, Bill, and we've talked about this too, ahead of Michigan in the NIL game, name, image, and likeness, where Michigan's nickel and diming. I talked to a booster today who said they're starting to get almost like a grassroots campaign going where the boosters are organizing things, but there's nothing organized. And frankly, there's only so much a school can legally do. But at the same time, you look at Ohio State, and I think they just released something that said kids could use the Ohio State logo next to their likeness. In other words, there's no conflict there, whereas if a Michigan kid were to go on and do something, would it be legal for them to wear the Block M? I'm told no. So you know, there are just other schools that are just so far ahead in this where it's going to leave you behind in recruiting. And if you look at the conference realignments with the SEC trying to snag up everybody in sight, any very good team in sight, they better figure something out. Kevin Warren and the Big Ten, because otherwise they're going to be left behind there too. And wouldn't surprise me at all to see a program like Ohio State go somewhere else. Could it be that someday, Bill, we see Michigan and Ohio State in entirely different conferences? If you'd asked 10 years ago, we would have said that was crazy, but now certainly seems like a potential reality.
I don't think the University of Michigan as a school would leave and go to the SEC. Ohio State would leave in a heartbeat if they were offered. Ohio State, Penn State offered to go to the SEC. I think they would jump ship immediately. I think Michigan, tell me if I'm wrong, I just have more of a feeling that they're like a Northwestern when it comes to academics, and there's like, and I know this sounds crazy to say, but school first before football, right?
You're right. No, you're 100% right, and that's important to the most of the people on the Hill in the administration there. So, and that's one of the reasons that the Big Ten is so well thought of is the academics. That's why a program like Northwestern was so excited to raise their academic profile when they joined the Big Ten, and why some weren't real excited about having them because they didn't think they had the academic profile. So that's one area where I don't think you'll ever see it. But, you know, if you're talking about maybe a Big Ten, Pac-10 merger or something like that, but you can't bring in more Rutgers types programs, even though, give them credit, you know, they're recruiting at a pretty high level right now under Greg Schiano. But you need strength, and you can't go out and get an Iowa State and move the needle. You've got to do something big here. From what I've heard, they're leaning a little bit on Jim Delaney, the former president of the Big Ten, commissioner, to help them. He was always on top of this stuff. He always knew what Texas was doing. Texas and Notre Dame at one point were joined at the hip, but Jim Delaney was always on it. I don't get the sense that these guys are. They're going to need all the help they can get now in this changing landscape of college football.
I think what's coming when you at least hear that story out of, I think, South Carolina, where reportedly Clemson and Florida State have reached out to the SEC about joining, that the Power Five is going to become a race for the power conferences, and you might have 30 teams in a conference, you know, and they'll have two divisions, and it'll be almost NFL-like, and they might play their own championship game, and they have a TV deal, and they share, let's say they get to 32 schools, and they have 16 East, 16 West, and they play 10 games. They play all their games against everybody in the conference, which will be huge draws. They get a monster TV deal. They do their own playoffs, and they do their own championship. Right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I hate it, I'll be honest. And what's the NCAA's role in all this? You know, we're just kind of sitting back and watching everything and collecting
money. They're done. They're done. After the NIL, Chris, they're done. The NCAA is nothing but a front office that leads right into college sports being professional. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and it's insane. So I hate it, Bill. It is what it is, though, and they'd better start getting on the ball here because otherwise they're going to get left in the dust, and that's just the way it is. And a program like Ohio State, for example, that's never going to happen with them because they're going to go where the money is and where the top-level football is. But for a program like Michigan and, you know, to avoid becoming like a Northwestern, and Northwestern's had, frankly, as much or more success than Michigan in the last couple of years, but you've got to take it seriously and prove that, hey, you know, this is as important to us as it's always been, and it's important to the fan base. I know it's important to the boosters, but is it important to the administration? There are a lot of people, the saying on campus is that the administration puts up with football. They don't embrace it, and they're not. That's the perception, and so we'll see where this thing is in 5 years. It was interesting even listening to Ohio State's Ryan Day say, hey, we might not recognize college football in 5 years.
I agree.
And I would agree with him, but I tweeted, I said, I already don't recognize it. It's getting to that point now where it is like professional football, Bill, and it's kind of hard to stomach.
And you might see the ACC merge with the SEC sooner than later, and they would take the good teams, which obviously would be Clemson and Florida State. And I like the idea I heard initially and what you just mentioned. And Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here in the Huge Show across Michigan. If I'm the Big Ten, I go big right now. And I look at the Pac-12 with select schools. I look at an Oklahoma State and a Kansas and what's left from maybe even a TCU because of Dallas or Houston. And I look at a mega conference that goes from, Penn State, Maryland, all the way to the West Coast. And you get all those TV markets and you have 32 teams and you do it and you beat everybody to the punch.
You better. You got to do something because you know that's the direction that the SEC is headed. And you know that Ohio State's going to be listening to anybody and everybody. They're not going to get left behind. And, we'll see what happens with Penn State. There have been rumblings about Penn State. Who knows what's going to happen with Notre Dame? We're keeping an eye on that.
Right.
The ACC, is what's going to happen with North Carolina Duke? Is the Big Ten going to become a basketball conference? I miss the old days. And, maybe I'm a little bit older, but I like the regional play. To me, it's right now just a money grab, and I think that's pretty clear. And it's not as fun anymore. All the way around, it's becoming more and more like professional sports, and we'll continue to watch and we'll continue to cover it, obviously, but I don't think there's any going back, Bill.
No.
I don't think there's any question that this is going to look a lot different. It's going to look like semi-pro football here within the next 5 years.
Oh, pro football. It's just with younger people. And if I'm Notre Dame, you better be careful, because if these mega conferences all form, let's say you get 2-3 of them and they only play each other in their conference, you think NBC's going to keep piling money on Notre Dame's doorstep so they can play Northern Illinois or Navy? Do you?
Right.
Right?
No, exactly. And at some point, I don't know if the Big Ten and Notre Dame is ever going to be a thing, and I think it would have been by now.
No.
And everybody keeps saying, well, it's going to force their hand into a conference. I don't think it's going to be the Big Ten. Really don't. So, but if I were Kevin Warren, I'd be making that play right now again, because these are the types of programs, in my opinion, that have to come together in order to remain relevant. You have to have that handful, and right now, the way this conference and the way other conferences are bleeding their elite teams, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they started coming to raid the Big Ten. And like you said, I don't think there's any chance that Michigan leaves the Big Ten.
In mid-July, I remember reading something out of Pennsylvania. So whether it's a Penn State message board or Penn State blog, that there was some talk that Penn State would roll for the ACC of Notre and only do it if Notre Dame was going.
Yeah, we'd heard that as well. Our John Morton actually reported something about that. So I think everything's up in the air right now, and everything's on the table. And I think Texas give up their Longhorn network? I don't know how that
works. Yes, they're going to give it up when they move. They're done.
So the money is out there.
Oh, yeah, I think the Big 12 will never let them out and make them stay there until 2025. But, if I'm the Big 12, Pac-12, Big 10, right now, those three conferences, I get together, and what you do is find who's in and who wants to form the mega super conference. Because then you're going to be pitching, hey, we'll be playing UCLA or USC, depending on the scheduling in sports. You can regionalize it for the minor sports. You can have a big championship at the end in all sports. And the day's coming, man. The day is coming that you're going to get, 18, 16, 24, 32, whatever it is, 28. And then the SEC sees it, and it starts with Oklahoma, Texas, and the Clemson-Florida State thing fits. You think Clemson wants to get left behind? And Florida State's been searching for an identity since Bowden left. Penn State, I'll say this about Penn State and Rutgers and Maryland. Something geographical that they just don't have that Big Ten feel to it. They don't. They never have.
No, even Penn State. And, you're right. But programs like Clemson aren't going to be left behind. You're right. They don't want to be left behind, and they aren't going to be left behind. They're going to find a way. The same with Florida State, and the football powers aren't going to be left behind. The big question is now, is Michigan still a football power? Do they want to be a football power? Because we've had so many people, so many fans say, we should just join the Ivy League now, because it seems like they're becoming more and more irrelevant. And what recruit, frankly, frankly, I hate to say this, but what recruit's going to look at it and say, you look at the Super Conference in the SEC, and they're going to say, well, I want to go up to Michigan, and, you know, it feels different if you're not going to have an opportunity to play on the national stage. You're still going to be televised and everything else, but these kids want to play where they have a chance to win championships and where the place where they can maximize their value. So that's where Michigan needs to step it up with the NIL stuff, and really the Big Ten as a whole really needs to step it up to protect their members, because, again, like you said, they could easily be left behind.
And there also could be another morphing someday where schools like Northwestern, Michigan, that look at their academics and say it's more important than football, who form their own conference based on their names. And they would put academics, and they would almost be like a super Ivy League conference.
Yeah, but you know what? And I guess people would watch, but they wouldn't watch it as intently as they would the SEC. They want to see high-level football, right? And that's where it's going to be. I think it's pretty clear right now that the SEC, I don't think there's any doubt right now that the SEC is at the forefront of this, and they understand how much money is at stake. So, and that's where it begins and ends with the money. Always has, always will, Bill, and that's why we're headed in the direction we are.
And if you do get the breakup of all these conferences and there's a super conference, you know, Oklahoma and Texas bring decent basketball history to the SEC, that it could affect Michigan basketball if they're left behind.
Yeah, and that's the good thing right now. I think a lot of people are thinking that if you can go out and get a North Carolina and a Duke, you know, you can salvage that half of it. You become the premier basketball conference in the country. So we'll see what happens. I know that Barry Alvarez is involved. He was kind of caught off guard when they asked him about Texas and Oklahoma. He was brought on as a special assistant to Kevin Warren, and that caught him off guard when he was at Big Ten Media Day. So I really do think it's smart if they lean on Delaney, if that's the truth, which we are hearing it is, to help them through this and to help them navigate this, because this is a critical time for the Big Ten.
Chris Ballas on the Wolverines.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. You can walk it up to football season, everything Michigan at the Wolverines.com. Chris, wonderful conversation. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the 10. It's a new day with winning every day, plus some of the best entertainment in Michigan. Luke Bryan, Kid Rock, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, and so much more. Go to www.SoaringEagleCasino.com for all the details.
The Tigers open up a 3-game series with Boston tonight, a team that some think can win the American League pennant. People will say this should be a heck of a measuring stick for Detroit. That term gets overused a lot in sports, and quite honestly, it's insulting. The Tigers are pros, too. They get paid. They've beaten some of the same teams as the Red Sox. In fact, the Tigers have done better against Houston and the Mariners than Boston has. So don't automatically think the Tigers have no shot starting tonight. Sure, the Red Sox won 2 of 3 at Fenway Park earlier in May, even though the Tigers averaged 7 runs a game. The Tigers pitching and overall team is completely different now, and they've won 11 of their last 13 at home. I doubt the Red Sox are looking past Detroit, so why should we assume the worst as the Tigers prepare?
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge cheer for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, we all know it's the final week of the games in Tokyo, so that means it's your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So right now, all new users are getting 100-1 odds on the United States medaling at least once this year. And if you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook app, this is the time. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. This is for a limited time only. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company. So the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. Before the end of the hour, Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They do have some tickets left for Sunday, August 15th. That second Kid Rock show with Tesla as the opening act. Get your tickets now. All the shows pretty much have been selling out. It's been the biggest summer ever outdoors. For Soaring Eagle, and they got indoor shows. Shows? They got indoor shows. They're announcing. Lotties? Bare Naked Ladies in October and more. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com or the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant. I did share a tweet from Rod Beard from the Detroit News. I just said, this Pistons excitement is real. It really is. This was a quote from Cade Cunningham on their first practice getting ready for the summer league. I don't want to come in forcing anything. I want to get a flow for the team. The biggest thing for me is to come in and reassure the team that I'm about playing winning basketball. That guy, even before he was drafted overall, number one, he has said everything that connects to the fans in the media. And it's not BS. It's real. Now, they're saying Livers won't play in the summer league, but I assume coming off that foot injury at the end of his Michigan career, they'll be slow with him. Dwayne Casey talked about how Garza looked really good. I'm telling you, that dude is going to give them minutes from the start. He is just he'll be a solid NBA player. He really will. And we told you the news earlier that NASCAR, I can't believe they're the first ones to come out of the box in sports on this. NASCAR will require masks for all, no matter of vaccination status, in enclosed areas. That's haulers, media centers, restrooms, infield care center, suites. They will start this weekend. Masks are not required outdoors. Do they know their audience? I know they're racing in New York, and New York City announced, you know, you have to show a vaccination card that you've been vaccinated now to get in New York City. And they're in upstate New York at Watkins Glen for go bowling at the Glen. Yeah, New York City is going to require a vaccination card to dine indoors, work out at a gym, go to an indoor show, which would be Broadway or anything. But let's split America over requiring people to have a voter ID. I think it's coming, and I know a lot of people have feared it, that they're going to, if NASCAR is doing it, I'm stunned you didn't hear this from Major League Baseball in their press boxes or the NFL training camps, that NASCAR is the leader out of the clubhouse in this tournament. Remasking. Oh, Jim Carrey, you know, remember the movie The Mask? He's doing Remask. No medical science or data is attributed to this. No doctor is saying this is why NASCAR is doing it. It's the Delta variant. Well, folks, there is documentation that the Delta variant is alive and growing in Sweden. And guess what country just recorded zero deaths? Sweden. And I know we're much bigger. But nobody has connected this Delta variant. Trust me, I talked to the doctors that treat me and treat my children. And I talked to them privately. Cases are up. Cases, cases. I get that. But man, I'm vaccinated. And I masked up and on social distancing. And I supported my kids doing the hybrid school or no school in person when this hit because we didn't know what was going on. But here it is back in the sports arena. And NASCAR comes out today. So if you're going to go to a restroom, and that will be at MIS the weekend of, what, August 21st and 22nd, you're going to have to mask up. And the fear is, and the schools haven't announced it, and they're getting everybody, you know, I'm getting all the orientation and all this, and they're going to drop it on you right before school because they don't want parents pulling their kids out of public schools and going private or going to homeschool. You've got to give us the medical science and data, not that the Delta variant is out there or cases are up. We can't live in the case world. Well, we will never reopen America. And the breath of life in our lungs from this summer in the sports world and in our daily lives was beautiful. And here we are with that lingering fear, panic, and stress. Because if NASCAR is doing it indoors, then what's going to happen to indoor sports at high schools in the fall? The masks are going to be back? Kids are going to have to wear masks while they sit at a cafeteria table 6 feet away from friends because the Delta variant is out there and there's no medical science or data that's showing that the Delta variant is killing people in America more than when COVID-19 began. And I'm all for the medical science and data. I am. I got vaccinated. My kids got vaccinated. It was my choice, and I support your choice not to get vaccinated. It's America. I'll wear a mask if I know it can save a life. And that would be wear a mask again. I'll social distance. But I can't sit back and wonder if these small businesses can survive another hit. If our children can mentally survive another hit of losing a sports season, a year, or wearing a mask and not advancing academically. And I'm telling you, these school districts better not drop this right before school starts and everybody was suckered in to get your kids, just like colleges did after everybody already had their dorm rooms and apartments. We need the medical science and data. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not against anybody's personal choices or against following rules. But you have got to supply medical science and data and not just tell me that cases are up and, man, this Delta variant could be bad. Didn't we hear about variants back in February could be bad? And things got better. Oh, well, that's because it's outdoors, not indoors. And my fear is this is going to, and where I'm fired up, and I told Superfly this, that this is going to affect our children. I'm a man, I can deal with it. I don't like it, but I follow the rules. But if our kids have to revisit this again, shame on the politics of the pandemic. Oh, it's a Delta variant. We don't know it. Okay, well, I know Sweden, no lockdowns, no mask. Well, they're not as big as us. Mm. 331 kids as of July 21st, newborn to 18, had died in America since the pandemic began. 331. I know that's, and God forbid anybody who was in that group of 331. But we can't close our country because of cases. We can't stop doing business. And most importantly, our children can't be affected. Oh, they're going to give it to a teacher and take it home to grandma and grandpa. Well, those, the most vulnerable, need to be protected. Maybe they stay away from your house if you're uncertain. Hopefully they're vaccinated. Or if they choose not to, you figure that out as a family. Not politicians. You talk with your doctor. You talk with the medical people that see your parents. You work it out. But just out of the blue, every day, every other day, things change and we have to do this. Oh, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's cases, it's Florida, it's Texas, it's, oh my God, look at the Delta variant. And there's no science and data attached to it. That's all we want. We want the truth. And I stand here telling you I'm vaccinated. My children are vaccinated. I masked up when I had to. I social distance. I watched people who had businesses close their doors. And some didn't reopen. And our country can't take a rinse and repeat of what we lived through for damn near 15 months. We can't without medical science and data, not politicians, because it's amazing how the virus affects blue states compared to red states. I don't care about politics. I'm not supporting either side of the political aisle. I care about my children and the small business owner who can't shut down again or lose business because they want to require a vaccination card. We want the truth, and most importantly, we want the medical science and data to drive every decision connected to this pandemic. And not medical science and data from people who are connected to the government. We want independent science and data from the doctors we trust as Americans. That's it. That's all I want. And I'm sleeping 5 hours at night because I'm wondering if my kids are going to have to go through this. And I've seen the effect it's had on my children. And if they bring masks back for indoors, sports, cafeteria, school, volleyball indoors, if they bring that back in this state, and there's 331 kids in 16 months in 50 states in America. And I know one life lost is too much. But look what it did to our kids in losing the winter championships in 2020, the spring sports. How our children fought through everything, tested every day to play club sports. How we found a way to get through it, and we get a summer where life is in our lungs. The politics of this pandemic have got to end. Give me the medical science and data, and I'll do what I have to as a proud American to help save lives. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, he'll join us next.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com shepbetonline.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's go check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough, from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He's standing by. The Outdoor Summer Concert Series, unbelievable giveaways, promotions, everything waiting for you in Mount Pleasant. And Timmy, what's going on at Soaring Eagle?
We have so much going on, Bill. You mentioned our Outdoor Summer Concert Series, the biggest one yet, so let's get right to it. We still have tickets available for August 15th. Kid Rock with special guest Tesla. Show starts at 6 p.m., so make sure you get those tickets. Also, August 28th, Keith Urban with special guest Lindsay L. What a great country show that's going to be. Kickoff for that is 8 p.m., so make sure you get those tickets. Also, September 18th, Tim McGraw with special guest Lauren Elena. That's going to be a whole lot of fun as Tim never disappoints. Another 8 p.m. show. September 24th, Megadeth and Lamb of God. What a great rock experience that's going to be here at Soaring Eagle, so make sure you come out. Showtime for that is at 6 p.m. And then we go back indoors with Bare Naked Ladies, October 1st, in our entertainment hall, so make sure you check out the Bare Naked Ladies. Cumbia Kings, October 23rd, and Boys to Men, October 30th. So much going on. Let's get right into promotions. Our end of the summer, $100,000 cash giveaway. That's right, $100,000 cash giveaway where you can win up to $50,000 cash. Saturday nights in August, hourly drawings from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for up to $2,000 in premium play. And that grand prize drawing on August 28th at 11:30 p.m., two winners of $50,000 cash each. How exciting will that be? Friday nights here at Soaring Eagle in August, you can win $10,000 cash from 7 to 10 p.m. Three winners drawn each hour to win $1,000 in premium play. Then 11 p.m., one lucky Access Club member will win $10,000 in cash. We're definitely hooking people up with cash this month, so make sure you come out and be part of that. Bill, and before we get off the phone, I want to mention to everybody listening out there, we want you to join our team, providing an outstanding place to work. All non-tip positions now start at $15 per hour. All tip positions now start at $8 per hour. They are hiring full and part-time positions as we speak. So make sure you come join our team and experience all the things that Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort have to offer, Bill.
Tim McCullough is a fun governor at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And again, everything he talked about, the Kid Rock ticket still available for Sunday's second show. The first show is sold out on Saturday. Get those at SoaringEagleCasino.com. All the promotions, all the giveaways. If you're in your truck, car, or SUV and you missed it, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com or download the Eagle Access app. And if you're looking for a great work environment around wonderful people like Timmy and the crew at Soaring Eagle, they have the quick link and all the details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. If you're in the Standish, Midland, Bay City, Saginaw area, Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish, the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property in Mount Pleasant, the retreat with the accommodations. So they have it all, man. If you just want to get away, if you want to go up there for a long weekend, business, family, friends, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. And also download the Eagle Access app. And a great place to work, man. I love the employees. I love the culture. Also go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Timmy, we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you spreading the word.
All right. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, joining us here on the Huge Radio Network. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free, and you can listen on your schedule anytime you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.